Hello.
Good afternoon, ma'am. This is Don with customer service returning your phone call. How may I assist you?
Well, you charged my credit card for something I didn't order. And it said that I had won a KitchenAid mixer, and all I had to do was pay the shipping of $297. And I paid the $297, and actually you charged me $594, so you charged me twice for that. And then the next day you charged me $67 and some change for a product. So I would like that money returned to my bank immediately, since now I'm overdrawn.
May I have the first and last name?
Mary, M-A-R-E-E, last name is Huey, H-E-W-E-Y.
Yes, ma'am, for security purposes, may you please verify the address for me?
Well, my address is 3949 West Alexander Road, North Las Vegas, 89032.
Yes, ma'am, thank you for that. Please bear with me.
Because if it's not tomorrow, I go to the bank and they'll take care of it.
Yes, ma'am, it's still loading. And you said you signed up for a KitchenAid?
No, I got a notice saying that I had there was a package waiting for me, and that I needed to pay $2.97 for them to re-deliver it, quote unquote. So I paid the $2.97, but like I said, whoever charged me, they charged me $5.94, which was double the price. And then a day later, I got soaked for $67 and I think 41 cents and change.
Yes, ma'am. Basically, what that was the you paid the shipping and handling for it. You never paid $270-something. You only paid $574 for the shipping and handling for the KitchenAid, and that's also a sweepstake entry. $574 is the sweepstake entry to win the KitchenAid for the.
That's not what I was told. So please credit my account back of the $67. You guys should keep the $5. I couldn't care less, but I want the money returned.
Okay.
Because like I said, tomorrow I go to my bank and we'll take care of it then, there too.
Yes, ma'am. May I just
place you on? Because I'm not going to go through the hassle getting a new credit card and everything because of this. I'll stick my dog on you.
Yes, ma'am. May I place you on hold while I get my supervisor? That's what I was trying to ask you. I'm trying to get you your refund back. I just need to talk to the supervisor.
Okay, but you do see the $67 charge, right?
Yes, ma'am, and that's the membership for the KitchenAid.
No, I don't need
a membership. Okay, may I place you on a brief hold?
Sure.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be back in your bank account 3 to 5 business days.
and I can also get that canceled for you.
Yes, definitely cancel it. And please opt me out of any
promos, any advertising. That's what cancel means.
Okay, thank you, because I don't want any more taxes like this or anything like it. Okay, so I should have my money back by the end of the week.
That's okay, I'm trying to get it sent over to you now. I'm trying to process. I'm trying to get it canceled. I'm sorry, I'm going so slow.
I don't care how long it takes to cancel. I just want my money back by the end of the
week. Yes, ma'am. I'm trying to do all that now so we can get your money back by the end of the week.
And can I, I'm sorry, can I have your name?
Diamond.
Shannon. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Let me know when you're ready for that confirmation number.
Yes, please.
C as in Charlie, 263.
236?
263.
263, sorry.
377.
Mm-hmm.
896.
896.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
And that's...
Gonna...
I was just going to ask, it's going to be what, 6741?
No, ma'am, 6732.
Oh, 32. Okay. Sorry, I'm not looking at my bank statement right this second. Okay, and I should have that by the end of the week.
3 to 5 business days, yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling Customer Service. You have a good day.
Uh-huh. Merry Christmas.